Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always game day in Buffalo. Sal Capaccio, Matt Bove, Jordan Poyer, and Saran Neal. It's going to hurt seeing Jordan Poyer in a Bills, in a Dolphins uniform for a lot of Bills fans. Maybe even Saran Neal. It is a division rival, but Jordan, I think, is the one that's the real kick for Bills fans. But hey, the Bills moved on. It was their decision to move on. And it's not surprising at all that Jordan and his wife, Rachel, who live down in South Florida part-time and he trains down there, that they signed down there. That's where he plays golf and has his tournament down in South Florida. And there were rumors last year that he might've joined the Dolphins, but didn't wind up happening. He came back to Buffalo, obviously. But look, I mean, I think let's be honest here. We all saw that Jordan Poyer wasn't the same player last year. Doesn't mean he was bad. This guy's going to give you everything. He's a baller. But I think we all saw that he wasn't the true safety that he had been the previous 6 years in a Bills uniform. And that's why they actually had to change his role a little bit, Matt, as the season went on. And he thrived in that role as that third nickel safety in those situations. But there's a reason why he only got $2 million from the Miami Dolphins.
I was just going to say the evidence is all in the contract. The evidence is that that's not a contract that guarantees anything. That's a contract that says we think that there's potential here. We've seen you play really great football within the division. We like what you mean off the field. Come in here and try and make the 53-man roster. That is not like a, hey, starting safety next to Holland. You're definitely going to be on the field. They'll probably use Jordan Poyer like the Bills used Jordan Poyer at the end of last season and try and just get creative with him, especially for teams that they think can bully them, teams that are a little bit bigger. I don't know. I get Bills fans being mad that Jordan Poyer is going to Miami, but please remember the Bills decided they did not. This is not happening. Yeah. If the Bills decided they continued to want Jordan Poyer to be here. The one thing that I will say, though, and this is just from like an outsider's perspective on this, it did seem that after the Bills made the decision, you know, he's on Instagram Live and he's talking about how he got fired. His brother's on social media talking about how, you know, things ended poorly. I think there could be some juice there. Like, I also think that part of the reason he's going to Miami isn't just the convenience of living in South Florida. It's that he wants to go up against the Bills and try and prove a point. We'll see what happens on the field, but I think that that's part of it too. I think he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, even though there was so much success between those, him and the Bills, over the years.
Listen, and 100% agree with that. And a lot of people have kind of compared it to when Thurman Thomas joined the Dolphins after the Bills released him. And name dropper here, Thurman is a very good friend of mine. And I will tell you, I've had conversations with him about this over the years. And he said, like, he was pissed when the Bills got rid of him. That was a thing he wanted to do. He wanted to go to Miami. But you know where he is now? He's living in Buffalo, not too far from me, actually. And he loves Buffalo. And, you know, time heals those wounds. But these guys are competitive, man. They put their heart and their soul and their blood and their sweat and their tears into playing for a uniform and love it so much. And Jordan Poyer has done that. No one can ever. Look what he did. Go driving to Kansas City with the lung situation and all of that. Yeah. No one can ever question Jordan Poyer's commitment to Buffalo. So that's got to hurt for him. I don't blame him at all for thinking that way. But in a few years, I think Jordan Poyer is also going to be very much welcoming back Buffalo and Buffalo welcoming back him. Not that he even isn't welcoming now. I mean, Rachel wrote a nice letter to Bills fans as well on social media. And, you know, but that is totally how these guys are wired. And I don't blame them whatsoever. As far as Saran Neal is concerned, look, I mean, I think he's one of the better special teams players in the league. It hurts the Bills, but they can replace Saran Neal. You know, he's been around for quite a while now. It's an area that the Bills feel is very important. But he's not a guy that you're going to put on the defensive side to play a lot of snaps. If the Miami Dolphins put you know, Jordan Poyer back to play safety full time and in the same role he had been for 6 years in the Bills, and or put Saran Neal on defense. That's not good for the Miami Dolphins. These guys have certain roles now at this point of their careers, and Saran Neal is a special teams guy, and I wish him the best of luck in Miami, but that's not something the Bills can't overcome.
You know how I feel about this. You know how I feel about the special teams and about how they've got a lot of specialized players that specialize in their special teams prowess, but yet somehow they are still a very average special teams team over the course of the years. I know Saran Neal is a good special teams player. He also got paid more money than probably a special team specialist should ultimately make.
Yes.
Unless somewhat besides, you know, like a kick, like a really good kicker or a really good punter. Everybody always talks about Justin Shorter. I don't think Justin Shorter, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Somebody can clip this and post it on social media in a year or 2 years, whatever it is. I don't think Justin Shorter is going to be some elite wide receiver in the NFL, but he's an athletic freak and he can probably do something similar on special teams as to what Saran Neal was able to do, and they can do it for a lot cheaper. So once again, good luck to Saran Neal, but for the Bills, that was not one that left me scratching my head. I do want to ask you this question though, because it's interesting to me. I said this when we recorded our last podcast earlier in the week. Why do we still know nothing about Micah Hyde? The longer this gets drawn out, the more interested I am in him possibly coming back.
I think you could look at it two ways. The longer it goes, the more confident you might be that he's just going to retire because you haven't heard anybody's name attached to him. But I did have that same thought today. Hey, wait a minute. Like, they haven't really done anything here at safety. They did bring back Cam Lewis. We could talk about that in a minute, but you're right. I think that could happen, but it just has never seemed like an idea the Bills are going to do. Now, unless they just look at the market, the money's a little too much. The guys go elsewhere and they're like, you know what? And Micah says, I want to play another year. It just never felt like that was an area where they wanted to run it back again, like they had been. And it was an area where it could be like Jordan last year. Remember, Jordan was a free agent last year. And then he came back to Buffalo after there was not really much interest out there. Micah's in a different situation with the neck I get, but I guess it's a non-zero chance. I'll say that.
Yeah. Well, I just think that one of the reasons when I said at the beginning I thought they would do more, safety is the position that I was very confident that they would go out and address in free agency. To me, that felt like the position that you could add in free agency because the class was so, not the class, the group of free agents was so deep. And then that would kind of open the door to taking a wide receiver in the first round and then doing whatever you need to do at defensive tackle. They've somewhat addressed defensive tackle with Daquan Jones. It looks like you've got your main guys, but there's not a lot of depth there at all. So I know that they will be adding bodies at defensive tackle. But right now, as it looks, it's Taylor Rapp and Cam Lewis is your I don't feel confident with that at all. So are there any names out there at safety who haven't signed yet who you think, ooh, that would be a good fit for the Bills? Or are they just guys who are going to get paid too much money?
Yeah, I mean, there's several guys. The safety market is pretty deep. I mean, without looking at all the names right now, I wouldn't be exactly sure who's signed and who hasn't, because I think there's names all over the place. But it is one of the deeper free agent classes. But guys are getting some money. Like Jordan Whitehead just went back to the Buccaneers, got a pretty nice deal. Remember, he was with the Jets and intercepted Josh Allen three times in that opening weekend last year. But there's guys that are getting paid a little bit around the league. I am glad you brought up the special teams point and, you know, filling in and Saran Neal and all that, because the Bills do have a guy they brought in on Wednesday. Reportedly, they're going to sign Mac Hollins, who actually is probably going to be a special team player. Now, I think he'll be less special teams than Saran Neal, but that's pretty much got to be his primary role, because Matt, you can't tell me that Mac Hollins is going to be any sort of answer at number two wide receiver after losing Gabe Davis. They have to do more than that. This is a guy who he's actually older than Stephon Diggs by 3 months. But he's been a serviceable player when he's been called upon at wide receiver. But more than anything, special teams guy, you know, just kind of offers you depth on your roster to be able to play in a pinch. I would think that's his role. To me, he screams the Trent Sherfield replacement from last year. A few people have suggested like the Jake Kumerow role. I think he'll play more than that, more than what Jake Kumerow played, but not that much more. More like Trent Sherfield, like I said.
I used to know when Jake Kumerow came on the field that the Bills were running the ball, because every time that's what it meant. Jake Kumerow.
Oh, and this guy, he's a good blocker too. So yeah, Mac Hollins, he's known. Yeah.
I like it. You brought up Trent Sherfield. It's the first thing that I thought of when they made the sign-in. I was walking the baby down by the water this morning, and I was listening to the radio when I heard that they signed Matt Collins. To me, I like how Mike Catalano from Buffalo Plus put it. He said, Matt Collins has Gabe Davis' body, but will play Trent Sherfield's role. And I like the way that he basically summarized it there. I think that he gives you something that you didn't necessarily have last year with a big body, a big frame, somebody who can stretch the field, but also not somebody who I think you're going to get a ton out of. Last year, Matt Collins had 18 catches. It's not a great year. He also played with the Atlanta Falcons, who were not a great team, especially offensively. The year prior, he had 54 catches. So to me, I think you split the difference. I think he'll probably be somebody who has, assuming he makes the team, 30 to 35 catches, probably a couple touchdowns. And that's totally fine because the Matt Collins deal does not take you away at all from using an asset on a wide receiver. Like, it almost makes it more obvious that they are going to do something. Right?
They're
going to
do something. I still don't know when or what it is, right? I mean, Mike Williams is out there now. People talk about that. There's still some guys. I just don't know. They got to draft one, but they got to do more than that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, I agree too, because I think that even if you're using your first round pick on a wide receiver, you're planning to, you need at least another guy. And I don't think it can be another Mac Hollins level guy. Like, I think it needs to be somebody with a little bit more upside. So I don't exactly know who that is, just because the market has kind of been watered down. There's a couple names out there that I really like still, but not a ton.
No. And, you know, we'll see what they do at wide receiver, because that's obviously an area that needs to be addressed, an area that I didn't think needed to be addressed and didn't think it would be the first one that they did. But Nicholas Morrow comes over from the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think this might say more about Tyrell Dodson than anything else, Matt. I think this is the type of signing that we can look at Tyrell Dodson's free agency and say, okay, I can't see them bringing him back. Tyrell Dodson may actually get a starting role somewhere. I don't know that. I mean, he played starter last year for the Bills and, you know, through most of the season, And I thought as the season went on, he was really darn good, especially against the run, not as much against the pass. Nicholas Morrow is Tyrell Dodson, basically. This guy has played Mike. He's played Will. He's worn the green dot and called the signals in both Philadelphia and for the Vegas Raiders. And 2 years, I'm sorry, and for the Chicago Bears, excuse me, started with the Raiders. 2 years ago for the Bears, this guy started 17 games and made 116 tackles. I'm like, what is going on here? I didn't even realize this. But apparently, you know, if you talk to Eagles fans, they'll tell you, look, but that was still an area where they needed to upgrade because he was not very good in coverage. And yeah, he could fill in. He screams like Tyrell Dodson. That's exactly what he screams like.
Well, he is going to make the team, but at the same time, what is he going to be? The fourth or fifth guy on the depth chart?
Right.
Where is Tyrell Dodson fit into that? He doesn't at this point, because right now you have spent, we know Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano are going to be your top two guys. After that, it's Dorian Williams. And after that, it's probably Baylen Specter, unless they think they're willing to cut loose with Baylen Specter after a couple of years and Morrow eventually becomes your fourth guy. But even then, we're talking about, at best, the fourth guy. There's not an alley for Tyrell Dodson. I think they've kind of closed the door on. I mean, unless there's nothing out there, and then you just bring him back as one of those depth signings, maybe not even a top 51 contract for nothing, and say like, hey, we know what you can do. Come compete, but I imagine that he will get more money from somebody else.
I agree. And look, yes, everything we just said is all right. What you said is exactly right. And it feels like Tyrell Dodson would be like, hey, look, I want to go somewhere, get a better opportunity. I'm going to be buried on this depth chart. But this might also be in response to what happened at the end of last year, where the Bills were so thin at linebacker. They were pulling AJ Klein in from a vacation, basically getting on a plane to have to play. And they want to make sure that they're stacked there. So I wouldn't rule it out. And as I always remind everybody, you got to bring 90 players anyway to camp. And well, you don't have to, but you get up to 90. So there's always going to be more players and at positions, and they're going to keep adding. So it could very well be possible, which, by the way, Tyler Matakevich, I know, special teams, I get it. Don't ever rule him out either, because the Bills love bringing Tyler Matakevich back on one-year deals when they can. All right. Then the other one the Bills lost, we'll get to here, is Dane Jackson. Listen, I think you agree with me. Good for Dane, right? I mean, he's going to get starters money and start. The Bills not, nor should they, pay Dane Jackson what he got. But holy cow, good on you, Dane Jackson. $7 million a year for a couple of years.
Levi Wallace, come on down.
Yeah, I know, right?
Dane Jackson is heading to the Carolina Panthers. You need a guy who you can be, you know, have as a trusty third corner, fourth corner, wherever you see Kyrie Elam. I mean, Kyrie Elam better be the third guy after what draft pick you used to go out and get him with new coaches. Hopefully he can reach his potential. But as much as I like Rasul Douglas, cornerback is a sneaky need for the Bills now. It can't be something that they use like a really high draft pick on.
Yep.
But I mean, after your two starters and one of them is older, and Christian Benford, like, I really like Christian Benford, but once again, later round pick, I don't know what the trajectory of his career looks like. Good for Dane Jackson. He started 28 games for the Bills over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
That's not nothing. There were times when he'd start games and you would sit there and say to yourself, man, he's hurting them. He shouldn't be starting this game. But you know what? The people behind him would have looked even worse. So now the Bills need to figure out who are those guys that are going to play in a depth role. And that's why I do think Levi Wallace is this iteration of what EJ Gaines once was, or what those players who just kept coming back were for the Bills a couple years ago. Just somebody who they know they can trust and they could get in here for cheap, because it's probably not Josh Norman anymore. It's probably not whoever else they've used. Just that one makes sense.
Well, yeah. First of all, let me just go back to Dings. I think that, you know, just to talk about him a little bit and his role, you're so right. I mean, he wasn't the greatest all the time, but I think he made some he played really well when he's called on last year, made some critical plays down the stretch. That Miami game, made a couple big plays actually for the Bills in week 18.
Great.
You know, Christian Benford has had some injuries. He missed a couple playoff games even last year. Mm-hmm. We know that. So they're going to need some depth. I agree. Dane Jackson, to me, though, and it just says a lot about him and his character and his, you know, ability and scrappiness. When he comes in this league as a seventh round pick, and initially he was waived by the Bills, actually, his first year, and then he resigns practice squad. Then he goes back up, seventh round pick, Dane Jackson. And 4 years later, he's getting a starter contract at $7 million a year to play starter for Carolina. I just really respect that. And, you know, he's also best friends with DeMar Hamlin. They went to college mm-hmm. together, and for him, you know, going through that, that was a very tough time. And, you know, Dane was the guy talking a lot about that and that relationship. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll always remember Dane Jackson very fondly. I agree with you about Levi Wallace, but who knows? Maybe they just don't think he's a fit anymore. He didn't play that well in Pittsburgh. So maybe they look and say, you know, that's not something we want, but yeah, for sure. Bills always love to bring somebody in that is, you know, they're familiar with and they understand. A note on Kyrie Elam. Did you see he changed his jersey number?
Yes, I did see that actually. Really quick, you said that he's number five.
Yeah.
When you just said he didn't play that great in Pittsburgh, you know who else I thought of? Mitch Trubisky, who didn't play that great in Pittsburgh. Right. And yet the Bills were like, come on back, baby. So he's number five. There was one other change. Oh, Mitch Trubisky is wearing 11. I think last time he was here, he wore 10, but 10 is now Khalil Shakir. So Mitch
Trubisky
give
you one more
on number 11.
I'll give you one more corner before we move
like
on.
Like one more potential go out and sign.
One more thought on corner. I'm a really big Jamarcus Ingram guy. Now, I'm not telling you that you're going to use him to start. I think they're high on Jamarcus Ingram, and I think they should be. He's long. He's athletic. He could play corner. He could play a little safety, actually, which we know how much the team likes that. By the way, University of Buffalo product, like Cam Lewis as well. But I think Jamarcus Ingram has a real shot to make this 53 next year.
I mean, Jamarcus Ingram has played in games, right?
Yeah.
What is it? Probably three
like
or four of them?
Two, maybe three.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Miami, and I think Miami and Baltimore last year when he had to come in a pinch. But yeah, I just want to throw it out there. That, like, don't forget about these guys that have been on the roster. They've developed. They've been on the practice squad, right? Jamarcus Ingram is one of them. And I was talking a lot about Jamarcus Ingram last year. I thought Jamarcus Ingram last year might even make Kyrie Elam expendable. That didn't happen. And they've been sticking with Elam, and maybe something comes there, but we'll see. I like Jamarcus Ingram. They also have Kyron Brown available, who actually played in the NFL as well. All right.
I'm not done with Kyrie Elam.
Okay.
I don't think the Bills are either. No, I don't think they are either. And I don't think that what you would get for him, his value has never been lower when you're trying to talk about potentially trading him, moving him, whatever it is. He's got a contract that's manageable. He's still got a ton of talent. And he has made plays. He has gotten burned, but he's also made plays. So I'm not done with Kyrie Elam, and I think a new coaching staff will do a lot for him.
All right, let's talk about a couple of moves that haven't been made yet, but could possibly be made.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.